Last week, there was another report of improper testing by the crime lab at the Houston Police Department. This time, the tests were performed in a 1997 murder case. The DNA division at the Houston Police Lab has already been closed for more than 2 years because of administrative problems. Janet Heimlich reports that Texas lawmakers are demanding greater regulation of labs and certification of forensic scientists.
When the Texas State Senate held a hearing on crime labs last month, one of the witnesses was Brandon Moon. Moon had served 17 years in prison for rape, but was recently released after DNA tests proved him innocent.
It hurts to see the system fail like that.
Moon was convicted based on shaky eyewitness testimony and the word of a novice forensic expert who worked for a state-run crime lab in Lubbock. Moon's attorney is Barry Scheck, co-director of the Innocence Project at Cardozo Law School in New York. Scheck says the Moon case is one of many where forensic analysts have based their court testimony on questionable science.
It's not CSI out there. There are forensic assays which are in dispute, bite mark evidence, handwriting, microscopic hair examination, which has been discredited now completely by DNA testing. There are problems in fingerprints.
Problems like these have occurred in Oklahoma, Montana, Washington, and Virginia. They've even surfaced in an FBI lab. In some cases, technicians have been accused of falsifying data to help prosecutors. The problems seem to be systemic in the Houston Police Department. Last summer, 280 mislabeled boxes containing some 8,000 pieces of evidence turned up in the property room there. At the recent hearing, Texas State Senator John Whitmire grilled Harris County District Attorney Chuck Rosenthal about that discovery.
Most of the boxes have not had DNA testing. Would it not just, if it ought to be for justice's sake, but how about just public confidence that we put a moratorium on executions until we go through all the boxes?
Rosenthal's jurisdiction includes Houston, and his office prosecutes about a quarter of the state's death penalty cases.
We know that nothing in any of those boxes pertain to any death penalty cases.
But further investigation proved Rosenthal wrong. The boxes contained evidence from 28 death penalty cases. Many of those inmates have already been executed. Seven are still on death row. The evidence in those cases is now in the hands of the state's elite law enforcement division, the Texas Rangers. Senator Whitmire says there are many steps the legislature can take to ensure that crime labs produce reliable, unbiased results.
I'd like the forensics and scientific analysis to be done separate from any police department or law enforcement, just because I just don't think the investigators ought to work so close with the scientists in trying to arrive at their conclusions.
One bill being drafted would set up an oversight board to audit crime labs. The measures under discussion in Texas are part of a nationwide trend toward greater regulation. Kevin Lothridge, who directs the National Forensic Science Technology Center, has been tracking this trend.
New York was the first state that mandated accreditation. Virginia is looking at putting together an oversight board as well as a science advisory board. The federal government states that all labs performing DNA analysis must be accredited by October of 2006 to receive any funding.
But some crime labs seem to be working fine without much government intervention. One of them is the Bexar County Forensic Science Center in San Antonio. Today, forensic analyst Kimberly Lander is working on a sexual assault case. She's already located some DNA that came from the crime scene.
What I'm actually working on right now is a single hair that was taken from the victim's vehicle. So this could be, you know, the case solver right here. So
Lander gets ready to clean the DNA. She grabs three tiny test tubes and squirts a cleaning solution into each one. Then, her face flushed with concentration, she methodically siphons the DNA from one set of test tubes to the other. What's not here is the suspect's DNA.
I've done some other DNA testing on this case, and it really hasn't revealed anything. So this could be, you know, the case solver right here. So
Lander and the other scientists here are so meticulous about their work, the Bexar County Lab has the approval of the Laboratory Accreditation Board of the American Society of Crime Lab Directors. It accredits most crime labs in the U.S. Bexar County Lab Director Tim Fallon says the board has an exhaustive checklist of requirements for labs like his.
It looks at the education and the training of each person that's going to be working in the laboratory. It looks at our budget, all of these things. It is a well-rounded accreditation system.
Fallon says the problems at the Houston lab, where all those boxes were mislabeled, would have been avoided had it been accredited. A new Texas law requires that all crime labs be accredited by September 1st, or they won't be allowed to present evidence in court. But for advocates of strict regulation, accreditation doesn't go far enough. They note that it doesn't require that all labs follow the same standard testing procedures, nor does it require that forensic scientists be certified, just as doctors, accountants, and hairdressers are. For NPR News, I'm Janet Heimlich in Austin.